Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Good morning, this is Bob Oakes. Pain ahead for Massachusetts cities and towns in the new $27.8 billion state budget plan out in the state Senate. The Senate plan calls for cuts in state agencies and local aid while avoiding tax increases and dipping into state reserves. For some analysis this morning, we turn to Noah Berger, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center. Noah, good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
It's great to be here.
What's your headline? Characterize this budget for us.
It's a budget that we see in the middle of a fiscal crisis where there are very deep cuts across the board. We see cuts in both health care and human services and local aid and education. Some of those areas had been spared deep budget cuts until this year, specifically education, but we're now 3 years into a very serious recession and fiscal crisis. We're beginning to see cuts hitting education as well as many of the other areas of the state budget.
Just like the House budget, the Senate plan calls for deep cuts in local aid, $159 million, which translates to about a 4% reduction for each city and town. Communities are already struggling with strained budgets. How do you think these cuts recommended by the Senate are going to impact them?
I think the cuts to local aid will have a negative effect on services in local cities and towns and could have an effect on property taxes as well. But those cuts are proportionately no greater than cuts elsewhere in the budget. And we're in the middle of a fiscal crisis, and there have been cuts everywhere. There's also a longer-term trend if you look at it. Over the last decade and a half, the state has fairly significantly cut taxes at the state level, mostly the state income tax. The result of that is there's simply less revenue available. So in good times, we barely get by. And then when you have a recession, you have this exacerbated fiscal crisis, and we see cuts across the board, including to local aid, which in some sense over the long term is a shift in our fiscal policies of rather than raising more money at the state level through the income tax, we cut that, cut local aid, and then in turn cities and towns are required to often raise property taxes if people want to maintain the same level of services. So part of what we're seeing is an effect of the national fiscal crisis, but part of it also has to do with longer term changes in the state's fiscal structure.
So let's stay on taxes for a minute. This Senate budget does not raise state taxes at all, even though there's been some suggestion that some taxes might have to be raised in order to deal with a fiscal crisis. In your view, is that a fiscally sensible position, or is it simply politically careful?
Well, I think over the longer term in this crisis, the legislature has taken somewhat of a balanced approach, that as they've addressed the problem at the state level, primarily with budget cuts, but last year there was also some new tax revenue. This year it's entirely through budget cuts and through one other source, which I think is in many ways the untold story of this crisis, which is aid from the federal government has protected the state against what would have been much more severe budget cuts. This year, for example, the budget gap is about $3 billion. The federal government is providing about $1.5 billion in aid that is closing about half of our entire budget gap. Without that money, which came from the stimulus law, the Recovery Act, the state would have had to enact much more severe budget cuts to things like education, local aid, health care, and human services, or raise taxes significantly more. So that money from the Federal Recovery Act has been a critical piece of the state not having to take on much more draconian cuts or raise taxes more.
Though Senate budget writers warn that stimulus funds, federal stimulus funds, are going to dry up, so they predict that the next budget will be even tougher than this one. Do you think that's true?
It is definitely true that the federal money will run out after this year. There might be a little bit more, but we will not have the federal government to address half of our problems. So our serious budget problems are going to go on beyond this year.
So even though most economists say that the economy is beginning to tick up some?
The economy is definitely beginning to turn around, and we can expect that revenue growth will be reasonably strong next year. But with a structural gap of close to $2 billion, it'll be several years before the economy could close that gap on its own, if ever.
So what you're saying is the pain is likely to continue, even though the economy may pick up and people may start to feel better about things.
Exactly. The economy, I think, almost definitely will continue to improve. More people will get jobs that will help tax revenue as they're paying income taxes. But we still have that fairly large gap that we've been able to survive with this combination of state solutions and federal aid. It's likely that the federal assistance will end before the state is able to fully close the gap on its own.
Noah Berger, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Great, thank you.